As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
And DHS Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment. I don't know.
Oh my god, he sprayed something on her.
I need a napkin to know nothing.
No, we will continue. You need to go get checked.
No, we will continue. This we're not going
to
get away with it.
You need to go get checked.
That might be the clip of the year. I need a napkin.
I appreciated the one gal in the background who was kind of doing a play-by-play, because sometimes it's tough to, that's a natural sound, what we call, when a news event happens. And this gal in the background said, oh my God, he sprayed her with something, and it smells terrible. So it's like, oh, that must be somebody getting sprayed with something that smells terrible. Excellent. Yeah, Ilhan Omar calling for, Kristi Noem's head on a platter, metaphorically speaking. And some yo-ho gets up and sprays her with something or other.
Walks up to her, gets awfully close to her, and sprays her with something, which is damn scary, because there's
out
been...
Out of a syringe, yeah, which very, is, jabby, certainly.
Damn scary, though. I mean, it's happened around the world where people have been sprayed with, you know, acid. That happened to old Navalny before he was murdered by Putin. But
nerve agents,
yeah. Acids. Yeah. There's all kinds of bad stuff that you can do. I was surprised how calmly she took it. I mean, she's grown up differently than I am. She grew up in a different culture than I did. And I don't know what her childhood was like or whatever. But I mean, somebody grabs the dude immediately. A number of people grab the dude, but she's taken steps toward him, toward the guy with her fist cocked, not like backing away. Where's my protection? She's going toward the guy ready to punch him while he's being held.
Yeah, she reacted very coolly to it. Yeah, perhaps too coolly.
Oh, boy. So Trump told ABC News, what do you think about what happened with Ilhan Omar? Trump said, I don't think about her at all. I think she's a fraud. She probably had herself sprayed knowing her. That's what Trump told ABC. I don't like that at all because we do live. I mean, Charlie Kirk got shot. I mean, Trump got shot.
Almost twice.
We live in a time where people are being Kavanaugh nearly assassinated or hurt or attacked or whatever, and to immediately jump to the this is fake card is probably not good. Well, I know it's not good.
No, again, we don't. There's no Article 2 power to own the libs. You know what? You got people for that.
Do I think that she's the sort of person that would stage this to try to get some of her momentum back after a couple of, I think, bad weeks for her and her people? Yes. I do think she's that sort of person.
As more and more people realize she hates America, she wants Sharia law, and is a communist.
She might be caught up in that whole fraud thing. She might be part of that $9 billion fraud situation.
Oh, yeah. All of her contacts and donors and all were making millions and millions of dollars. And she was the one who advocated a congressional law that rolled back oversight. Wow, that's such a weird coincidence.
But to be fair...
Well, let me bottom line it. Okay. So do I think she's the kind of person who would fake an attack like that? Yes, I do. Do I think she did? Nah, probably not.
Oh, my God. He sprayed something on her.
I need a napkin to know nothing.
I don't think it smells terrible. I don't think she probably did either. But, I mean, the Trump's second assassination attempt. If people had said he realized how much sympathy he got out of the first one, it's starting to wane, so they staged another one, I'd have thought that was abhorrent for people to say that.
Right.
And is Trump the sort of guy that would do crazy stuff? Yes. So, I mean, I would have found it abhorrent for some pundit to go on the air and say that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in the times we live in.
It's troubling now. The Overton window, which is wider open than I ever thought it would be. You have a number of town hall meetings or press conferences or what have you interrupted violently or in a frightening manner, either by activists or that half-wit jackass Alex Padilla, senator from California, who staged that ridiculous protest interruption of Kristi Noem's press conference in L.A., it's just that sort of thing now is becoming common. And in fact, there are quite a few congresspeople who've stopped doing town hall meetings where they get to talk to the constituents
in the room
and answer questions.
No, that is not good.
It's too dangerous. And, you know, each side, primarily lefties, have realized, oh, I can show up to their meeting, scream. There's four of us, five of us. We scream through the whole thing. The news will report the Republican congressman's town hall was interrupted by protesters who were angry about his ugly fascist Republican tactics and policies. And so the Republicans are thinking, what's the point of this now? Can't get anything done. People can't hear me. I can't hear them. So never mind. Yeah.
Not a good place.
This used to be such a great country.
So you don't think she staged it?
No, I had to guess. I doubt it.
I'm glad it wasn't something awful.
Boy, she's got some impressive looking goons. Her goons are big, some bitches. I tell you what, the one guy who wrestled the aforementioned yo-ho to the ground, that's a reference to an old silly clip of ours, but he had to be, you know, 6'6", 370. Man Mountain.
Has any information come out on that guy? The sprayer?
Yeah. Let's see. I've seen the mugshot. He looks a little hungover in the mugshot. I recognize those bleary eyes.
It's a dude?
Yeah, big old.
Describe him physically.
A white feller.
Okay.
Where I've got the news report on it. Kind of a stocky white guy, everyman.
Okay. Every man who walks up to Congress people and sprays them with random liquids. I mean, so what is your goal? You're a full-on crazy person if you just find some stinky liquid to spray on a congressperson.
Well, where do you go to the stinky liquid store?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know.
We have not spent nearly enough time trying to figure out what liquid that was.
But it's going to change his life because he's going to be charged with all kinds of, I got to believe, federal crimes that are really bad. Really bad. Like change your life bad.
Yeah, I would agree. This is ugly and terrible and stupid. We can't have it. And she's an abhorrent human being.
Absolutely
abhorrent.
Hates the country.
Yeah, I would agree.
But God, she's like, she probably weighs 98 pounds. She had her fist cocked, was going to go punch the guy. I kind of like that.
Police identified the suspect as Anthony J. Kazmierczyk. He's of Polish extraction, has about 37 consonants in his name. He's 55 years old. Pretty youthful. Evidently, spraying congresspeople keeps you young. Booked into the local jail on suspicion of assault, but there are many more charges to come.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of federal charges, probably terrorism or assassination related, that are going to put him behind bars for maybe a long, long time.
So it's unlikely Polish-American Minnesotans are going to spray you with anything funky today, but there's a decent chance some junkie is going to break into your house and try to steal all your stuff you've worked so hard for and scare the hell out of your family. You don't want that. You want SimpliSafe home security because SimpliSafe uses AI-powered cameras outside your home in conjunction with their live monitoring agents to stop the break-in before it happens.
I got the cameras, I got the sensors, I got the setup. I really, really like it. AI plays a role in this, and with SimpliSafe, there are agents that can talk to the bad guys through the camera, let them know they're being watched and that police are on the way. They can blast a siren and a light and all that sort of stuff. It's really, really a cool idea.
Yeah, and other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and then deal with it. What if you're on a plane, you're in a meeting, you're asleep, you're making sweet love? I don't know what you're doing. It's none of my business. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy asleep or on a plane or making sweet love. And right now you can get 50% off any new system this month only. It's a great time to upgrade to security that actually stops crime before it starts. Go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Just saw a video on the TV. Now, I know the name of the tennis star Coco Gauff. Cause she's done something in recent tournaments. Something. But I don't remember what it was. Like, said things or done things. There's controversy around her. Anyway, she's at the Australian Open and lost her S yesterday, and there's a video of her smashing her racket. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my God. You know, like when people really, really lose it over their performance, and she's just over and over again smashing on the ground. Got it! Got it!
You gotta kill it dead. You gotta finish the job.
Why can't I? She just keeps going and going. It's quite hilarious.
My headline is Overheated Coco. How do you like that?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's good stuff. Exploding colon syndrome. The lawsuits hitting those miracle weight loss drugs.
God, I was so excited about getting on one of those GLPs and like really getting the hollow cheeks. Getting that look.
That was sexy. Glad I saw that.
Yeah, don't ever do that again.
Oh.
Anyway, we get that and other stories on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Ah, the whole time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file with 100% accuracy for your maximum refund. Guaranteed. Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way. File your federal return by February 8th for $22.99, and I'll help you get the refund you deserve. Take it from me, a talking calculator speaking to you through the speakers of wherever you are. Tax Slayer, file fearlessly.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Ben Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G coverage. What? Franklin wasn't even a president. Hang on to those Benjamins. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and save 50% off your first month. That's #250, Mike Rowe, to switch to an American wireless company that's truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
How involved are you in the President's Day today?
I give him my advice and I tell him what I think. Sometimes he listens, sometimes he doesn't. But I am here to support him. I think it's very important to have an open communication.
She got a documentary out or something like that. That's Trump's wife. I'm going to be consistent through the years of saying, who gives a crap what the first lady thinks about anything?
Mm.
I've never cared what the spouse of a president thinks, or the fact that they have a staff and agenda and everything like that, I think is just nuts. We're not royal families in the United States. That's the whole point.
Yeah. People want that for some reason. I don't quite get it. They want celebrities.
She seems like a perfectly nice person.
Higher class to look up.
She seems like nice enough. I got no problem with that. But just like no books, no tours, no treating them like royalty, wanting to know their thoughts. I just don't care.
Right, right. You're hateful toward women. I get it. Okay, so there are millions and millions of people on these GLP-1 drugs. 31 million people. That's 12% of American adults.
Well, of adults. Okay, 12% of American adults are on these. I predicted when these first hit the market that if they work out, like practically everybody's going to be on one.
And the people who are having serious problems with them, a serious side effects, is a very, very small sliver of that cohort, certainly. But some of the problems, which are figuring into several lawsuits going on right now, are rather ear-catching. You got a Maryland truck driver who suffered an eye stroke that left him blind, first in one eye, then the other.
Oh,
good Lord. I'm sorry, this is going to freak me out. Plus, probably you good folks, too. A Louisiana woman vomited for weeks after being diagnosed with a brain dysfunction typically caused by a vitamin deficiency. An Oklahoma real estate agent heard her colon pop as it ruptured while she drove her granddaughter home from a softball game. Quote,
what
my
was
colon
that?
Blew up.
I hear a, you may hear that?
My colon blew up. It's literally blew popping. Up. She's
now, now these are exciting examples, but
that's one word.
You got 30 million people on these drugs. I mean, how many have to have bad experiences before it's a big deal?
Well, you know me and plaintiffs' attorneys and
right.
the lawsuits and what they've done to America. Just I'll tell you, the claim is the drugs makers failed to sufficiently warn of the risk of certain severe injuries.
Oh, my God. Right. But that's how we end up with every drug you take lists every possible thing that could ever happen to you in your life negative on the list so that they've covered their bases so they don't get sued. You take any medicine, may cause, you know, excitability or drowsiness or, you know, list 9,000 things. So these drugs didn't cover all those bases? I'm just not sure that does us any good.
They didn't warn me about the ileus. Stay tuned for details on the ileus right after this. 75% of the federal lawsuits included an allegation of gastroparesis, also known as stomach paralysis, chronic condition where the stomach slows or stops emptying food into the small intestine. 18% of the cases led to the drugs caused ileus, a condition in which the bowel muscles fail to push food and waste out of the body. Oh. And then they got smaller numbers who have other weird things.
Yeah, I mean, if they are seriously have a problem, we need to know that. But I don't like this thing that we do with all products and drugs of the anything. Where you find, you know, the crib. One poor kid dies in the crib, and it's just awful.
Right.
But they have to be pulled from the market.
So
the
they
way
mentioned,
to run a society.
The one guy went blind. It's not clear. The doctors just couldn't figure out why else it might have happened, and so it seems like a shot in the dark. They mentioned that he, having gone blind, had to give up his commercial driver's license. Just move to California. They'll give you one, sir.
I'd like to know if some of these people involved, you know, had all kinds of other health problems and an unhealthy lifestyle in addition to this, which may be the case.
So you're blaming, like, the real estate agent lady for eating too many beans or what? She had a colon exploded. How about a little sympathy for the poor gal? A tape of the incident right there.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, consult your doctor, read the fine print, and lose that weight. Good luck.
Yeah, I still think that half of all adults are going to be on these things pretty soon.
Yeah, I almost forgot. I've got another piece on what happens when you go off of those drugs. Because a lot more data is being collected on
I think you're probably going to have to stay on them, aren't you? Just makes sense to me.
Yeah, long story short, popular weight loss drugs are meant to be lifelong treatments for a disease, not lifestyle fixes.
Yeah, it'd be like you stay on your blood pressure medicine forever or lots of other things.
Yeah, that's a little disappointing, but...
Why is that disappointing?
Well, because I think we'd all like to just take it for a while, deal with whatever ill effect it might cause, which are generally minor. And then get off of it, having thinned ourselves out. But
if that whole set point weight thing is true, and it sure seems to be, that the body tries to get back to whatever our set point is, it only makes sense that you lose the weight, you go off the drug, and your body's going to scream to get back to the set point.
Yeah, slowly or quickly. Yeah, you know what's funny is I rarely hear that referenced these days.
I know.
But I have never heard it refuted.
No, I don't think it has been refuted. I think it's just a fact. It certainly seems like a fact in my life. I know pretty much exactly the weight my body wants to be. I would like to be about 8 pounds lighter than that, and every once in a while I do that. But if I, you know, take my foot off the gas at all, my body gets me right back to that number all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Coming up, a Mamdani update. Turns out he's a communist and an Islamist, so stay tuned.
Yeah, Marco Rubio is testifying right now before Congress about our plans in Venezuela and all that sort of stuff. I hope they ask him about Iran, too.
And Cuba.
Got some statements about Iran from Trump and military experts that are pretty damned interesting. The S might hit the fan here any day. That'll bump Minneapolis off the front page, I think. Of course, that's what it'll be. You know, that'll be what people claim is the reason we attacked Iran.
I want to talk about the Iran thing. If you're not helping the protesters specifically, if you're just administering a punch in the face, a punishment, is that worth doing?
Right. And this time around, Iran is making some noises about, this ain't going to be like last time where we didn't really fight back. We gave you a warning so you could get everybody off the military base, and we sent in a rocket, and no harm, no foul. Ain't going to be like that this time. We're coming
Bring
after
it, you. Weird Beard, says me. Huh?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what Trump's going to say. Bring it, Weird Beard. Okay, we got more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800- 1-800-771-9887 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options, and no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-771-9887. That's 800-771-9887. What do you have to lose? Call 800-771-9887. Again, 800-771.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time is coming
for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. puts your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedningOnlineMarketing.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for Late Night Conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love Late Night Conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Show. UPS announced it's slashing an additional 30,000 jobs on top of the 48,000 jobs it cut last year. The new cuts are all operational positions, including drivers, according to the company, and it's all part of a massive restructuring, winding down a partnership with Amazon and turning more toward automation. In the same announcement about the job losses, the company reported that fourth quarter profits had jumped to nearly $1.8 billion. Beating Wall Street expectations.
Ooh, big, giant profit jump, even better than anybody thought, and they're laying off tons of people. That's the sort of thing that gets an Occupy Wall Street movement going.
Yeah, well, part of that is the incredibly lavish contracts the Teamsters get with UPS. It has motivated them to move as fast as they can toward automation.
That's the problem, man. I mean, that's I run into it pretty regularly in California. They went so far in the ridiculous minimum wage for fast food workers that every fast food place in California has got a scream now, and they're eliminating everybody. Because at point, you just can't afford to have the humans. And Teamsters, I was a Teamster for a while for UPS, and this was way back in the day. The benefits were insane. I mean, just absolutely, I never had benefits like that, even close in any other circumstance.
And you're doing a job that a trained monkey probably could
lift in boxes. I mean,
or an untrained monkey, wild monkey, straight out of the jungle.
as like low trained, unskilled grunt work as you can come up with, stacking boxes. Mm. And I had 100% dental, 100% medical as a part-time worker.
And if you didn't want to come in, you just call.
Right. And if you ever had a complaint, man, like eight guys in ties jumped.
Wow.
As an hourly, part-time, middle-of-the-night worker. And, you know, it's awesome as the employee, but at some point, the company just thinks, you know, this is too much.
Wait a minute. I can replace Monkey Boy here with a machine? Will never complain and always shows up.
Monkey boy.
Done. Well, back to the Gavi, the California fast food minimum wage thing. It is worth repeating this every time the topic comes up. Gavin Newsom and the utterly corrupt legislature of California put thousands of young people and old people and immigrants out of work because they raised the wage beyond what those people were worth per hour to any sane business. It's not a value judgment. It's a question of economic value.
You did just call people like us monkeys. So there's some value judgment seems to be going on there.
Well, no, I don't think the guy running the register at McDonald's is, simian level employment. I was just talking about you stacking boxes.
Okay.
Anyway, a monkey
doesn't know the difference between a large fry and a small fry, for instance.
Well, no. They put all of those people out of work and made it illegal to hire them again. It's utterly insidious. Similar to the UPS story, it was funny, they mentioned partnership with Amazon. Amazon just announced they're laying off around 16,000 corporate employees.
Part of that, I didn't know until today, I heard this on NPR, I think, that whole Amazon Fresh grocery store thing did not work out.
Nope.
So they're going to take on the Targets and Walmarts of the world. And remember when they announced that, it was kind of a, ooh, this could be the next big thing. But it just did not pan out.
Yeah, it was the Fresh and Go grocery stores. I don't remember exactly what the concept there was. It was deliveries of fresh food from warehouses, I guess. But they're doubling down on their Whole Foods brand because Amazon owns Whole Foods now. But anyway.
So everything Jeff Bezos touches does not turn to gold and work out.
No. No, he gives it a try, assesses it, looks at the data, and says yay or nay. Going forward.
Buys a bigger yacht, gets his wife some fatter lips, and moves on with his day.
Bigger implants, yeah. So Amazon cutting 16,000, joining the 14,000 you may recall they cut in October, fulfilling their plans to cut around 30,000 jobs, 10% of the corporate workforce, a lot of it moving toward automation. Crazy.
Yeah, to be fair, this is hastening what was going to happen anyway. I mean, if AI can come along and do the stuff that people do for UPS or Amazon, they're going to do it whether minimum wage is this high or not.
Yeah.
This is just pushing it along faster.
Yeah, I would agree. Is a cookie candy?
Is cookie a candy? No.
Is a cookie candy?
No.
Supermarkets have a new food stamp conundrum. There are 18 states that either have or are about to restrict what SNAP funds can buy. But everybody's having a bit of a problem figuring out what are permissible products, and it varies every single state.
I talked about this before. When I got into my fancy coffee machine and I was trying to buy really good coffee beans and everything like that, like the most expensive beans you can buy on Amazon, like $30 a pound or whatever like that, EBT and SNAP benefits available. So you can buy super expensive gourmet coffee with SNAP benefits, because it wouldn't be fair that rich people can drink gourmet coffee, but poor people have to drink just mid-range coffee like Starbucks or something. No, they need to have better than that. I mean, so why argue over the cookie candy thing if you're going to let people do that?
So the administration has sought to strip soda and junk food from the program by encouraging states to restrict what food stamp recipients can buy, but we're running into all of these problems.
There's always a workaround on this stuff.
Well, and, you know, what's a cinnamon roll? Okay, what's a mini donut? How about gum, fruit strips, candy bars?
But many people have pointed out to us over the years, and there's all sort of a, you buy something, get cash back, and then you go buy it with the cash. It's never been what it ought to be. And by the way, if somebody says, would you like some candy, and you say yes, and they hand you a cookie, you'd say, what the hell? So that's the way you answer these questions.
And that doesn't answer that. It's a thought starter. Small differences, such as whether kettle corn is pre-popped or pretzels are covered in yogurt, can now determine whether an item can be purchased with food assistance funds or whether it rates as candy that is no longer.
Well, what is your stance? I don't think food benefits for...
My stance is shoulder width, bent forward at the waist.
Maybe this makes me a bad person, but I don't think you should be buying gourmet coffee or pop or candy with your, here's some help from the taxpayers because you're starving.
So only the rich buy super high dollar products
yes.
in the world.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Oh, it's so funny when you say it out loud. It's going to be difficult to, on the ground though, to figure out what's what. Let's see. Examples of which products are and aren't restricted. Coca-Cola Original Taste is restricted in the five states they're looking at. Gatorade Lemon Lime is restricted in two of the five states. M&M's Milk Chocolate in two of the five states. Tub of Ice Cream is restricted in none of the states.
That's funny. So you can't have a Gatorade some places, but you can get a tub of ice cream. Okay,
correct.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that would be in Iowa and Indiana.
I like me a good tub of ice cream as I'm sitting there in Des Moines on a cold winter day.
But then, I'm so thirsty from eating ice cream, I'm trying to wash it down with a nice Gatorade, the government tells me I can't do it. Unless this is America.
And a final economic note.
This is our representation of a man in Iowa on a cold day. Enjoying a frozen treat, yet thirsty.
Armstrong and Getty's Hypothetical Theater. After a quick word from our friends at Rough Greens, the economic situation in China is crazy right now. I'm telling you. Hey, grab that Gordon Chang clip from yesterday, would you, Michael? I can't remember the number. Your dog is super important to you. You love your dog. We know you do. We love our dogs. Traditional dog food is shelf-stable for years because it's lifeless. Rough Greens brings the nutrition back, packed with live vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and omega oils. Good for your pup.
Yeah, I mean, you can't emphasize enough that this isn't a dog food. It's something you put on your dog food. Rough Greens was created by a naturopathic doctor, Dennis Black, and his 40-year cancer survivor, and has been helping humans and their pets for over 25 years. And you should try this product out. You can add Rough Greens to your dog's food. Rough Greens is offering a free jumpstart trial bag. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Just use the discount code Armstrong to claim your free jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com.
All about maintaining joint and muscle health, improving nutrition absorption, and all sorts of good stuff. It's RUFFGreens.com, roughgreens.com. Use that promo code Armstrong. Watch the health benefits come alive with Rough Greens. Woof. So I remember taking many economics classes back in my college days. And this was the 80s when I was reminded fairly recently we were just in the era where a mortgage rate was like 18-19%. And inflation was rampant, and it had booted Jimmy Carter out of office, and the first couple of years of the Reagan administration were really tough trying to straighten it all out. And I remember being taught about inflation, obviously, but then deflation. They would go ahead and explain to us what deflation was. And it was a lot like, you know, sitting through a class on what to do if you end up with too much money. And too many friends, and you know, too many hot chicks who want to be with you. I mean, I was sitting there thinking, why am I listening to this? But as it turns out, inflation, or deflation rather, is a thing, and China is in some serious problems, particularly in the mid long term, economically and demographically.
So, what does deflation look like practically for me as a citizen if I'm living somewhere and we're in a deflation period?
Well, for example, what's happening in China, consumers are not spending on products. Producers are making too much because they're manufacturing-based economy. They just keep juicing it and juicing it. So that leaves companies all along the supply chain earning less. Many feel they have no choice but to lower prices to unload inventory, eat into their profits.
So far,
but the consumers know, yes?
Yeah, so far, just as a consumer, it sounds awesome.
But the consumers know it's going to be even cheaper next month, so they don't buy anything.
Wow.
Meanwhile, with less money on hand, businesses are limiting wage growth, pausing hiring and shedding employees, which means workers have less to spend, continuing the vicious cycle. Because they think not only is it going to be cheaper next month, but I might lose my job. I don't have any money. I'm not buying
anything. Wow. So it's the mirror image of the inflation spiral where you think, God, I better load up on bacon because it's going to be even more expensive next week. And so I go out and buy bacon, which causes the price to go up.
Right.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah, the country is making extraordinary leaps in cutting-edge technology from artificial intelligence to robotics, but its relentless pursuit of growth through manufacturing has also created a lopsided economy with much of it stuck in a deflationary spiral. Craziness. And then, as Gordon Chang pointed out yesterday,
between now and the end of the century, China will lose probably 2/3 to 3/4 of its population. So it reports 1.4 billion now. It'll probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 450 million. No country has ever undergone a demographic collapse like this, not even Europe during the Black Death. So really what we're talking about is something nobody has ever seen before. And I don't think China can remain a great power when its population falls apart.
And for the first time since China joined modernity, more or less, their fixed asset investment, which is investments on homes, factories, roads, it fell for the first time on record last year. How does this affect Xi Jinping and Taiwan? And
he's an old man, though. He ain't going to be around for... But certainly...
Well, no, but his plans going forward, because he sees this stuff. He's aware of it.
Yeah, but I guess I was
What's his solution?
I was just wondering, does he care what's going on with China 75 years from now, or does he only care about what happens during his lifetime?
Oh, no, I think he's one of those guys who spends a lot of time thinking about his legacy. He wants giant statues of himself.
He should give up. Gordon Chang's prediction is right. I mean, if your population shrinks that much, it's going to be a mess.
Well, and the Chinese are incredibly racist, and so they're not going to have any meaningful immigration anytime soon.
Although, I was talking to a woman just last night, funny enough, at the Boy Scout meeting. She went to some super exclusive university in China when she was young that let hardly anybody in but Chinese because they've always been so insular like that. And she said now they let in lots of people from around the country. It's part of their... And so I just wonder from all kinds of different areas if they're finally recognizing, yeah, we can't keep this up anymore. We ain't got enough people. We're going to have to bring in people from the outside.
Yeah, I mean, the regional moving of people has increased a lot in China. There's a lot freer mobility for the reasons you're talking about, or, you know, that show themselves in ways like you're talking about. But to bring in outsiders, non-Han Chinese, Google it, that would be an enormous step. Oh, one final thought on China, and we'll get to this at some point. I read a really, really interesting piece by a China watcher saying that shakeup of the military we were talking about in China, huge shakeup, number one guy gone. They think it might come for Xi Jinping. He's not in charge of the shakeup. He might be on the receiving end of it.
I want a law passed that says anybody that falls for Sidney Sweeney clickbait goes to prison. Does that seem out of line? Can't explain that. And among other
things,
seems
extreme to me.
On the way, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, we'll get this. A class action settlement is now being paid out to iPhone users who claim Siri eavesdropped on their conversations.
Ooh.
People were like, I feel so violated, and then went back to their therapy session with ChatGPT. It's like, do you really think they like me or not?
What's interesting to me about that joke is that using ChatGPT as therapy, which I have said is really, really good, these chatbots, has become apparently common enough that he can make that comment or feels like he can. How many people are using the chatbots for therapy? And I wonder, has there been a noticeable effect of therapists? Do they notice if people quit on them or getting fewer calls or anything? At some point that's going to happen, I would think.
Oh, 100%, yeah. And, you know, if you don't like the term therapy, call it asking it for a perspective. Which I guess is what therapy is, really.
But can a robot have perspective?
It can collect the thinking of people that do have perspective and read it to you, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like the world's greatest self-help library that immediately says, here's the book, here's the page, read this.
Or here's the leading thinking from, you know, five different experts on what you just told me.
Right.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's funny how that's kind of like mocked, but if you went to the bookstore or the library and found the top five publications on your particular thing and did some research, nobody would think that was weak or weird or not as good as a therapist at all.
Right. Yeah.
But if it's compiled by a chatbot, it's kind of weird.
Unfortunately, there's a junkie pleasuring himself in the library, so.
Why'd you have to go there?
Stay at home.
I feel like that was a distraction from our conversation.
Well, no, because, well, yeah, it was. It definitely was, because I think our public spaces have been given over to junkies, and true. I resent it.
That's true. So, two
I
things.
I should maybe get some ChatGPT counseling for that resentment.
This one, a short thing. Please don't fall for Sydney Sweeney clickbait. If you see a headline, Sydney Sweeney arrested and too hot for blood.
Well,
don't click on it.
Skinny girl with big boobs.
Don't click on it. Please don't click on it. You're making things worse.
She's attractive and large breasted.
There's lots of attractive women with big breasts. If you want to look at them, Google that. But don't use your algorithm or give the news outlets a reason to put more of that on their feeds. I just want to
Google it. They're giving it to me.
I just want a wall, like the whatever that is in your body between your brain, the membrane or whatever. I want something a wall between news and clickbait to keep it from. There's if you want to look at her, it's from somebody who looks like her. It's all over the place. Look for it. Jeez, enjoy yourself. Knock yourself out. Spend your entire take the day off. Take a personal day. Stay at home and look at those pictures the whole day. But don't click on news sites who do it because it ruins news.
You want a Sydney Sweeney filter.
Which leads me to the California Post. Do you even know that this is a thing? The New York Post is a great newspaper and lots of clickbait. And now they have a California Post version, which I think is a great idea because the West Coast, and L.A. in particular, is just way underserved by news compared to, I mean, it's the number one media market in the country and doesn't have near the media presence as New York.
Right.
It's crazy, really. And so now the California Post is going to try to fill that in. For instance, with the story they had, maybe we'll get to it a little bit later. Radical mob hijacks LAPD meeting and attempts to silence California Post journalists. If this happened in New York, the same thing, it would get lots of attention. This just happened in Los Angeles yesterday, and without the California Post, it wouldn't get that much attention. With protesters screaming at the reporter, are you scared yet? And getting up in her face. Which is which is not good.
You gotta tell us about this. Yeah. You just gotta.
We'll get to more of that later. If you missed a segment, get the podcast. Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Ready to feel healthier this year? Find everything you need at LoseWeightNow.co. Orderly Meds gives you access to proven GLP-1 medications at a lower cost, backed by real medical professionals. And yes, they ship in discreet, private packaging. Because it's nobody's business how you're improving yourself. And your journey deserves dignity, privacy, and confidence. Get started today at LoseWeightNow.co. Individual results may vary. Visit LoseWeightNow.co and get started today. That's LoseWeightNow.co.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or bird seed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.